My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 5, Sexual Stirrings. Chapter 2, The School Years. Compared to many families, my family life was remarkably stable and well-adjusted. My dad taught health and physical education at the local college, the same job for over 40 years, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom while we were young. Once we were all in school, she then had a preschool in our basement. But her schedule was always designed so that she was free once we got off school at 3 p.m. Our family only moved once during my lifetime. I was 2 at the time when we moved into our house on Smoky Lane. So, from age 3 to 18, I lived in the same house, sharing a room with my brother Jonathan until I was 12. All the Shaw children did well in school. We participated in lots of activities like church, music, theater, and sports. And I remember having a lot of fun as a child. Both my parents grew up with little opportunity besides what they made for themselves, so they both desired to give us as much opportunity as possible. They paid for sports and music lessons, and while many of our clothes were secondhand or came from the Goodwill, my mom really had a knack for stretching my dad's income. One memory that stands out during this time was a mildly erotic game that I played occasionally, around the age of 10. I would pretend to be under some kind of magical spell that would require me to remove my clothing. I'd lay on my bed naked when this happened. I would somehow break the spell, get dressed, and try to ascend the basement steps, only to be pulled back into my bedroom where I would be stripped again. I'm not sure how often I played this game, but I know it happened more than once. I do remember getting hard, and it was very enjoyable. We didn't talk about sex very much growing up. We were a conservative Christian family, after all. So I really only remember hearing that sex was supposed to happen after you were married. I did get a quick birds and bees conversation from my dad, but I clearly remember having my sex education class in middle school before my dad talked to me. So, with my dad, I didn't have any questions, and I just remember the one conversation being short and uninformative. I definitely started having wet dreams before the sex talk with my dad. I was dreaming about and ejaculating to sexual situations. Only my dreams were about other boys. Like any male kid, I was a little embarrassed to wake up to semen soaking my underwear. But there was added confusion as to why I dreamed about boys. Quickly, I decided to believe that I was just curious about sex and how boys' equipment worked, and I would eventually start dreaming of girls. I remember reading a book that said this was normal. I believe it was by James Dobson, which is a little ironic as his views on homosexuality are very misguided. He believes homosexuality results from influences in a child's environment. I wonder what he would say about my childhood. What events caused me to be homosexual? Once I actively started masturbating, I would look at the underwear section in the JCPenney or Sears catalogs that were delivered to our house. A couple of times, I tried to masturbate to the women's lingerie section, but it would never excite me. It would never even interest me. What interested me was the men's underwear section. I had to be sneaky, though, because I couldn't let anyone know that I was interested in boys. And I even convinced myself that the only reason I was looking was because I liked the underwear. I also remember occasionally cutting my underwear to be like bikinis or thongs, which also turned me on. I'm not sure if Mom or Dad ever found out, but they never asked me about it if they did. That's probably why I really like underwear now. Jockstraps are my personal favorite. It's not a fetish, but it is a big turn-on to see an attractive guy in a Speedo or a jockstrap. By age 15, I had to be careful where I looked when I was out and about. I felt that I couldn't do certain activities because I didn't want to be caught staring at a guy or his underwear. And yet, I still didn't even think I was gay. Until age 21, I just assumed I'd find a girl and would suddenly be attracted to her. That's what everyone said would happen. To be honest, I was finding boys attractive, but I always convinced myself that they were just the cool guys that I wanted to be like. By middle school, we had access to dial-up internet, and so I would go to websites of written masturbation stories to read about males masturbating together. And it excited me to imagine myself in those situations. I also kept it to these types of sites because I could still just say that I was only interested in masturbation if someone caught me or looked at the search history. And really, looking back, I wanted to be in a situation like that. That never happened, but I did play strip poker once. I vividly remember playing strip poker in middle school at a sleepover where two girls from next door were playing with us. What's interesting now, over 20 years later, is that I can't even remember if the girls stripped, although I think one of them lost a bra. What I do remember seeing clearly is another boy's penis for a few seconds. It was semi-hard. I can still remember him doing a naked spin before he sat back down and covered up with a blanket. I'm not sure why we were allowed to have blankets covering us, even when we had to get naked, but I was so glad to have it, because I eventually had to lose my underwear, and I was completely hard. I liked seeing the other boy naked. Seeing his penis turned me on, and I wanted to look at it more. That scared me and confused me. I still hadn't fully matured at this point, and so I was self-conscious about my body, and now I had a fascination with male genitalia. But another sexual interest was born that day. That's why I like to play strip poker and strip video games. Sleepovers were always mildly erotic as well, so I never did them very often. Plus, growing up in a big family, most times we did things as a family. By the time I got my own room, I was in middle school, and sleepovers soon ceased to be cool. High school was mostly uneventful in regards to my sexuality. I was involved in honors classes and lots of extracurricular activities. I didn't even try to date anyone, since I knew I would be going away to college, as both of my older brothers had done. But the important thing is that there were never any girls that caught my eye. Sure, I had a lot of close female friends, but I was never interested in any of them physically or sexually. I do remember getting teased that I was gay by one of the drummers in symphonic orchestra class. I would deny it, and it never escalated beyond simple name-calling. However, a part of me did worry they were right. But since I also wanted to go out of state to college, I had an exit strategy. I could leave whatever names behind me and start fresh. At the same time, I was still masturbating frequently, mostly to male masturbation stories that I found online. That brings us to 1998, as most of the rest of high school was pretty normal for me. I was, by all outward appearances, a healthy, well-adjusted 17-year-old who was heading off to one of the most prestigious and academically challenging Christian colleges in the world. I had just graduated as the only male valedictorian of my high school, along with six other female valedictorians. I had been heavily involved in orchestra, key club, church youth group, and I had several groups of friends through high school, church, and theater. One of these friends would become an important part of my story. Her name is Megan. Megan and I had actually gone to preschool together, although we mainly connected during high school. We took Latin together as our foreign language, and we were the only two kids in the Latin 3 class our senior year. She is also one of the few friends from Billings that I have stayed in active contact with throughout adulthood. Looking back, I am now incredibly grateful to God for placing her and her family in my life. She, along with her mom, her husband Mike, and her children, have loved me and accepted me at all times throughout my story. They continually opened up their home to me when I needed a shoulder to cry on or when I needed a family experience without dealing with my own family. And so my elementary, middle school, and high school years were filled with sexual stirrings. I like to believe that I was just confused about my sexuality, but looking back, I was in complete denial about my exclusive physical and sexual attraction to men. Next time on My Story, Chapter 3, Wheaton College.